سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك، وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات. اللهم ألهمنا مراشد أمورنا وأعذنا من شرور أنفسنا. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولقد همت به وهم بها لولا أن رأى برهان ربي كذلك لنصرف عنه السوء والفحشاء إنه من عبادنا المخلصين. صدق الله العظيم. We recited verse number 24 from Surah Yusuf. Let's do the English translation. The wife of the king of Misr, Zulaikha alayhi salam, and she certainly desired to be intimate with Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam. And he, Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam, had desired her. Had he not seen the proof from Allah, he could have indulged. This we did to turn away from him evil and lewdness. Surely Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam, he is among our chosen slaves, servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I got Ma'riful Quran in front of me. Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahib rahmatullah alayhi mentioned a very detailed explanation where Allah Ta'ala says in this verse that the queen of Egypt, she made advances towards Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam. And for a short moment, Yusuf alayhi salam was also inclined towards satisfying Zulaikha alayhi salam. But Allah Ta'ala protected Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam. And Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam seen a certain proof. In Ma'riful Quran it is written, the Holy Quran does not clarify as to what was the burhan or proof from Allah which appeared before Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam to stop him from the sin of adultery, zina. Therefore, statements of commentators differ in this matter. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Sa'id ibn Jubayr radiyallahu anhu, Mujahid, Muhammad ibn Sirin, Hasan al-Basri rahimahullah, and others have said that Allah Ta'ala made the face of Sayyidina Yaqub alayhi salam appear miraculously before his son Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam. And Nabi Yaqub alayhi salam's face came to Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam. Nabi Yaqub alayhi salam put his finger in his mouth and warning him that don't do anything haram. Some commentators say that it was the face of the Aziz of Misr, the king of Egypt, which was presented before him. Some others have said, when Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam looked towards the ceiling, he saw the following verse written there, La taqrabu zina innahu kana fahisha wa sa'a sabila. Don't go close to adultery because it is a grave act of immodesty and very evil way for human society. Some other commentators have said that Zulaikha had an idol in her house. When she threw a curtain on this idol, Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam asked the reason for it. She said, this is my object of worship, the idols, aliyazu billah. I cannot dare to commit sin before an idol. Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam said, my Rabb, the object of my worship, certainly deserves more modesty than shown to this false idol and false gods that you worship. Allah Ta'ala knowledge is complete and Allah Ta'ala sees everything. Now, when you come to inclination of Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam, it is mentioned it was for a very short while and immediately he recited A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitani Rajeem. Ma'az Allah, Allah must protect me. And Mufti Shafi Sahib rahmatullahi brought some authentic teachings of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in hadith in Sahih al-Bukhari. Nabi Sallallahu has been reported to have said, Allah has forgiven the scruple and the thought of sin for my ummah if not put into practice, mentioned in Qurtubi. And in the both authentic hadith kitab Sahihain, in Bukhari Sharif and Muslim Sharif, it has been reported on the authority of Sayyidina Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Allah Ta'ala says to the angels, when my servants intend to do good, write a good deed in his or her book of deeds just because of that intention. And when he or she has completed this good deed, write down 10 good deeds. مَنْ جَاءَ بِالْحَسَنَةِ فَلَهُ عَشْرُ أَمْثَالِهَا. You do one good deed multiplied 10 times. And if a servant intends to do a sin, then leaves it off due to the fear of Allah, he does not go towards the sins. وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ وَنَهَى النَّفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَى فَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ هِيَ الْمَعْمَى. Whosoever out of the fear of Allah abstain from sin, Jannah is the abode, and write one good deed on his or her book of deeds in lieu of that sin. He recited A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitani Rajeem. He made wuzu, started reading Quran, or came to the masjid reading Faraz, Sunnah, Nawafil, Salah. When you intend to do something haram, read A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitani Rajeem, immediately do something good, take that tasbih, make zikr, go away from the situation. When we are walking busy shopping centers, etc., we tended to look at haram, listen to haram. They said, A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitani Rajeem, Astaghfirullah, and may Allah protect us. Now, nobody can ever say that Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam deliberately intended to have an evil action, he never intended to do anything that is not permissible. The Anbiya Kiram are being protected. Similarly, it is mentioned that whatever mentioned in the Quran, there are some lessons for us. All this incident Allah mentioned in the Quran, what is the lesson for us? The commentators are reading another tafsir. They say to accuse somebody of adultery and zina in our time, you must have 4 witnesses who physically seen the actual act taking place. And we who live in non-Muslim countries, we don't have the Sharia court, etc. And we cannot take the law into our own hands also. So Allah Ta'ala just mentioned some lessons for us that we mustn't be alone with a female and don't go towards adultery, zina in any way, or venues of vice and sin. The most liked places by Allah are the masjids. The most disliked places are the marketplaces. And especially we who live in non-Muslim countries, where non-Muslim females dress very immorally, especially in the summer months. And the winter months, sometimes they're wearing clothes, but very tight-fitting clothing, where the shape of the body is exposed. May Allah protect us. And we have our daughters, wives, sisters, women folk at home. Encourage them to wear a loose-fitting cloak, a scarf, a burqa when leaving the home. And adultery of the zina is both ways. Either a man looks at a female or a female look at a handsome boy or handsome, that is also haram. So avoid going to functions of mixed gathering. Today also, when we're going to buy kurbani, sheep, etc., And now they're making a souk and a fair and what else. Now in the souk and a fair, where females and males are walking together, Allah protect us. Avoid going to such types of souks. Sometimes somehow the family forced you to go there. But one time you went there, we feel uncomfortable as a Muslim. We're not supposed to be in that environment where there are so many females just close by. Allah protect our iman, protect our gazes also. The other thing is that al-ghibatu ashaddu min az-zina. To backbite is worse than committing adultery, zina. Somebody committed a mistake, either when they were youth or peer pressure, whatever. Now they change their life. Allah guide them to make tawbah and they change their life. And I was also reading another kitab. One alim was giving advice to those that handle marital disputes, Muslim marital disputes, not speaking about non-Muslims. Whether you're a Maulana, Sheikh, Imam of the Masjid, or senior person of the family, whatever. The Quran said, "I yurid the islah, yuwaffiq Allahu hakam." Somebody that represents the boy side, some represent the girl side. And the intention is to reconcile, forgive and forget, especially when the children in the marriage, try to patch up and keep them happy. But we need to understand that the laws of divorce are divinely by the Sharia. We don't have a choice to change it. If a person gave one divorce, they can reconcile. Two, they can reconcile. But if they gave three, you cannot reconcile. The whoever gave that three, that wife must marry somebody else. But before marrying, you cannot make a condition that I'll marry you for a few weeks, a few days, a few hours, and then you must divorce me, and then I'll spend my iddat and get back to my first husband. That is called halala, which is haram in Islam. We cannot do that. That you're just playing with the Sharia and you're opening the door of zina. Allah protect us. And sometimes those that are handling this marital dispute, those women that were divorced, the husband gave them three divorces, and they want to get back to the first husband. Sometimes they even ask the Maulana or the arbitrator, "Are you ready to make halala? You make halala for me." Astaghfirullah liyazu billah. And one Maulana told me personally that doing arbitration with young couples, even we also as insan, we get tempted to do something haram. First of all, that when there's a fight taking place, the wife, to spite her first husband, she'll get another man. Quickly she wants to get married to another man. But she don't look that she's going maybe from the frying pan to the fire. The grass looks greener the other side. When you go there, it's only manure. It's not a green grass. These things are true. And they want to show the first husband a point and quickly will get married. And sometimes when the husband gave the three divorce, they're asking the Maulana, "Are you ready to make halala? I'll marry you for 2 weeks or I'll marry you for 1 month." Imagine if she's a young, pretty girl asking you that question, what can happen to us? We can. So that is why when we Muslims do arbitration, take it to a senior Ali who observes the laws of hijab and parada. And if for some reason he happened to speak to the girl, the wife must come with the father, with the uncle, with the elder brother. But you mustn't be alone consulting that female, and shaitan will be the third person. And in that conversation, say, "You know what, I'll get divorced from my husband and I'll marry you, Maulana, you're looking so handsome." That is also wrong. It must not happen, but it is happening. We can't sweep it under the carpet. I'm not taking names of anybody from any city, country of the world. It did happen and it is happening. And one person phoned me, said, "This man, He was doing my arbitration. He ended up marrying my wife. That person phoned me, he gave me that Maulana's name and everything. But I don't create fitna, I don't give birth, it's haram, I don't tell my wife, my parents or anything. Al-majalis bil amana. Somebody's telling me something in privacy. I don't take that person's name in front of my wife, my children, when I go 40 days in Jamaat or 3 days in Jamaat. People tell me things in privacy, I don't share it with anybody. But it is happening. So we as Muslims, we learn from the incident of Yusuf alayhi salam also, that all avenues that lead towards zina, we must abstain from. And this incident of divorce also that came, that whichever ulama organization had consulting females, we must request them to come with their father, with their brother, or a son that is 15 years and older. Allah make it easy. But since we are speaking about traveling, the hadith is on traveling, there's a dua to recite when we enter our town. When deciding to enter a town, we can recite, Allahumma barik lana fihi. O Allah, grant us blessings therein. And there's another dua, Allahumma razuqna janaha wa habibna ila ahliha wa habib salihi ahliha ilayna. O Allah, provide us its fruit and make us dear to its people and cause us to love the righteous among these people. It's mentioned in Tabrani, in Awsat, that O Allah, provide us from his fruits and make the people dear to us, and especially the righteous and pious people in the town. Put their love in our hearts and our love in their hearts. What a beautiful dua. One is when we're traveling to Makkah, Medina for Umrah, Hajj. Allah Ta'ala, Muslims of the world will be there. And Alhamdulillah, many pious ulama, practicing on Sunnah, Ustaz of Darul Uloom, Shaykh al-Hadith, Muftis, great, great ulama. And among the residents of Makkah, Medina, there are so many pious personalities amongst the Arabs, etc. So Allah Ta'ala make us benefit from the pious personalities. We look at the good and remember the good. Whatever shortcomings, Allah give them tawfiq of making tawbah and istighfar. Now when you come to a locality, we look at the good of the people. There's a very famous incident known as Sheikh Undulus. This incident happened many centuries ago, when the modern mode of transport was not available, like how we have today, luxury cars, trains, aeroplanes, buses, etc. When they used to travel in horse and cart, camel cart, or in donkeys, whatever, but the mode of transport with animals at that time. Sheikh Zakaria Rahmatullah has also written this incident in his Aap Beti, and some other ulama also of Deoband has written this incident. On the lesson of humility, not to be too proud of yourself, and especially when you're traveling to another town, you're a visitor in that town for 2 days, 3 days. You don't know the condition of the Muslims of that area, who's a regular musalli, who's not a regular musalli, etc. Obviously, we don't look at the nightclub and the discos and the cinemas of any town. That must have hatred for it. But the Muslims that have some good qualities, look at the good and remember the good. It so happened the Sheikh was traveling with his murids, over 1,000 murids. His eyes fell on a pretty non-Muslim girl. And he's telling everybody, I want to make nikah with this woman. He'll say, what are you talking? He insists he want to make nikah. So he went to the girl's father, that I want to make nikah to your daughter. The father told him he must graze pigs for a few years, a few months. And after grazing pigs, you are allowed to marry my daughter. But under condition, you must also eat the pig meat. He was ready to do all that and even did that. He was a big sheikh, have murids, and ended up grazing pigs and prepared to marry a girl who eat pork meat. Allah protect us. But anyway, after doing that bad action, Allah gave him tawfiq of making tawbah and istighfar, and he left that woman, left the pig, left everything, and he came back to his murid and to the masjid and madrasa, etc. So he's telling the people, you know why I ended up doing that guna? Pride came into my heart that I am the most pious person in this town, and I am better than the people living in this town. So because of that pride, Allah took my wilayat, my good qualities away, and made me like a shaitan to graze pigs and marry a woman who eat pork. May Allah protect us. So never have be proud of yourself. Be humble all the time and look at the good qualities of others and our own mistakes and shortcomings. SubhanAllah.